Okay, good evening. Tonight begins, and we're not having in mind to be Yotze, the fifth week of Sphira. Fifth week of Sphira begins with Pesach Sheni. Tonight, tomorrow is Pesach Sheni, and contains the great Yom Tov. The fifth day of the fifth week of Sphira is Lag BaOmer, Hoid Sheba Hoid. The fifth week of Sphira is the Sphira of Hoid. L'cho Hashem HaGadula V'HaGavura V'HaTeferes V'HaNetzach V'HaHoid. The Gemara tells us, Hoid Zehu Beis HaMikdash. Meaning then that Hoid Sheba Hoid is Kodesh HaKadoshim. That's why in the Zmirois of Lag BaOmer we say, Bar Yochai Kodesh HaKadoshim. Even though Rav Shimon ben Yochai was not a Kohen, Rav Shimon ben Yochai was the Neshama of Mashiach, the Neshama of Kodesh Kadoshim. Hoid Sheba Hoid. Hoid is Beis HaMikdash, so Hoid Sheba Hoid is the holiest spot in the Beis HaMikdash. That's Kodesh HaKadoshim. What is it about this, the fifth sphere, the fifth week, that it contains Pesach Sheni and Lag BaOmer, that it is the, that it corresponds to the Beis HaMikdash, and that the Zohar says that the week of Hoyd is Taren Psichen. Taren Psichen means the gates are open. And in many communities, among Chassidim, among Mekubalim, no Tachanun is said in the week of Hoyd, beginning with Pesach Sheni till Chof Iyar. We see in Chumash that this is the week in which the gates are open, the gates of Shemayim are open. We see, for example, the Yeridas Hamon, the Mon came down in the fifth week of Sphira. The Mon comes down, according to the Gemara, on Tez Zayin Iyar. Sam Seifer, it's interesting, says that it was on Lag BaOmer that the Mon came down for the first time. In fact, the word Omer is mentioned in Chumash for the first time in the Parsha of the Mon. Omer Lagulgoilas. Omer Lagulgoilas. The word Lagulgoilas has Lag in it. According to the Chassam Seifer, he brings out from Midrashim that it was Chai Iyar that the Mon comes down for the first time. Either way, everyone agrees that the Mon comes down for the first time in the fifth week of Sphira, in the week of Hoyd. And concerning the Mon, the Pasuk says, Hineni mamtir lochem lechem min hashamayim. As it says in Tehillim, Udegan shamayim nosan lomoy. We also see this benegeya to the Mabul. This Shabbos is Yud Zayin Iyar. Yud Zayin Iyar, according to Rabbi Yehoshua, is the day that the Mabul began, where it also says, Va'arubois hashamayim niftachu, although there it was in a negative way, the gates of Shamayim, the windows of Shamayim open up, and a Mabul comes to the world and destroys the world. Nevertheless, this is the week of Psicha. This is the week in which there's an opening. The Shamayim opens. The Mabul also was originally supposed to be good. It was supposed to be Vayihi HaGeshem al Ha'oretz. Had they done tshuva, it would have been Gishmei Bracha. So the Mon comes down this week, the Mabul started this week, the fifth week of Sphira, and the Zohar says it's the week of Taren Psichen, gates are opened. The Gemara in Shabbos, on Daf Lamed Gimel, so the Gemara talks there about Lag BaOmer, talks about Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai. There the Gemara tells us that Eliyahu HaNavi came to the cave where Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai and his son were there for 12 years, and he told them they can come out. The Caesar had died. He told them the good news that the Caesar died, and therefore there's nothing to worry about. You can come out. So the cave is opened. Psichas Hama'ora. Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai is revealed. Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai comes out of hiding. And of course, the Yahrzeit, the Hilula of Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, Lag BaOmer, where Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai reveals Soidois HaTorah, in contrast to Zayin Adar, which is a sad day, a day of Ta'anis, because on that day many halachas were forgotten, as the Gemara says in Temura. Lag BaOmer is different. Lag BaOmer Rashbi, when Rashbi passes away, there's a gilui, there's a revelation. He reveals the Seidus HaTorah. He reveals the Pnimius HaTorah, the Torah that will be revealed when Mashiach will come. Gal Einai, Lag is Gal. Revelation, that's the day in which they stop dying, the Talmid Rabbi Akiva. It is a day that is associated with Chiyus, Chai Iyar, Mechaye Mesim, is Begamatria Shimon Ben Yechoy, as the Svarim tell us. Shimon Ben Yechoy was Mechaye Mesim, Bechayav, and even La'acha Moisei, Kiyadu, all the stories about Rabbi Shimon Ben Yechoy, Ad Hayoim Azeh. So this is all in the fifth week of Sfira, beginning with Pesach Sheni tonight. The Yom Tov, which teaches us that it's never too late, it's never too late. As the Pasuk says, Ish ish ki yihya tomei lo nefesh, oy bederech ruchayka lochem l'dayroi seichem. And it would seem that such a person that has no chance of being able to bring the Korban Pesach that year, tells us the Pasuk, he does. V'achodesh hasheni ba'arba osa yoyim bein ho'arbayim, which is tonight, tomorrow, al matzei sumerorim yoychiluhu, the mitzvah of Pesach Sheni. And this was a Yom Tov, a day that came about not originally through Moshe Rabbeinu himself. Moshe Rabbeinu doesn't teach this halacha. It came about as a result of the story of the Anoshim Asher Hayu Tumeim LeNefesh Odom V'Layochlu Lasis HaPesach Bayoyim Hahu. And they begged, they said, Anachnu Tumeim LeNefesh Odom Loma Nigora Levilti HaKrivis Karban Hashem. It's merames to the Temeim, the lowest Yidin, the lowest Jews, that they too shall also be able to participate and reach the highest Madregas. We know that on Pesach Rishon, even the lowest Yid reaches the highest Targa of Chamishim, the Chamushim Olu B'nai Yisrael. That's why it's called Pesach. Hashem skipped over from Memtes Sharei Tumah to Nun Sharei Bina. Here also, those who were Temeim, B'derech Rechoika, it's a remes to those who are far away. Nevertheless, they have a second chance. And this second chance is in the week of Hoyd, in the week of the fifth week of Sfira. And the same really is with Lag Ba'omer too, because Lag Ba'omer says the Beis Aaron, Rabbi Aaron Kalina, Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, Lakoil, Afilu, Lapchusim. Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai is for every single Yid, even for the lowest of the low. We see this today, literally, one who goes to Meron and Lag Ba'omer sees every segment of Jews, from the highest to the lowest, everyone is there. Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai encompasses all the neshamas of Klal Yisrael. He's a neshama klolus that includes all the neshamas of Klal Yisrael, the neshama of Mashiach, who is malamed zchus on every single yid, no matter who it is. Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai was the one who said, Yecholni liftor es kol ha'olam min hadin. I have the ability to release the entire world from the midas hadin. Kedaihu, Rabbi Shimon says the Gemara, lismoich olav b'shas hatchak. Even when there's a shas hatchak, even when there's a time of pressure, even when there's a very, very tense situation, no matter what it is, kedaihu Rabbi Shimon lismichalov, especially in our time, in ikvus of the Mashiach, the Torah of Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai protects us, and more the Torah of Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai is becoming revealed. As we see today, the Pnimius HaTorah is spreading throughout the world as the time is coming for its revelation. We mentioned last week that the Tzvilat Tzadik said that if he was to choose a day in which Mashiach would come, he said it would be Lag Ba'omer. Lag Ba'omer, Hoyd She Ba'hoyd, the fifth day of the fifth week of Sfira is connected to the number five. The number five, as we'll soon see, is a number associated with Bias HaMashiach. But first, to the Parsha of the Week. The Parsha of the Week is Bechukaisai. Bechukaisai, this year it's a leap year, so Bechukaisai is read by itself. And in fact, not only is it read by itself, but we mentioned in previous years, it doesn't start with a Vav. So Bechukaisai is separated from the previous Parsha. Previous Parsha Yois as well. Bechukaisai is the 33rd Parsha of Chumash. It's the Parsha Halamed Gimel. When we count from Bereishis, Bechukaisai is the parasha of Lamed Gimel, and it's always the parasha in which Lag Ba'omer falls out in the vicinity of either before or either right before or during the week or right after. Like this year, it's Sunday, Moitzoy Shabbos. We go straight from Bechukaisai into Lag Ba'omer. This is the parasha of Geula. This is the parasha of Gilui. As the Ramban learns that the brachos at the beginning of this week's parasha never occurred and will not happen until Mashiach comes. Va'oilech eschem koimemiyus, as we say in davening, v'yelichenu koimemiyus la'artzenu, which is a remez to the coming of Mashiach. When Mashiach comes, there's koimemiyus, there's koimaskufa. There's no more golus, there's no more downtroddenness, there's koimaskufa, there's go'ein yainkoiv, ubenei Yisrael yoitzim biyod roma, as Uncle has translated, bereish gali. Reish Gali is Begamatria Shimon ben Yoichoi. As you do, a Bereish is Oisius Rabbi Shimon ben Yoichoi. The Zohar says, the Sforum will quote the Zohar, Devil Machne Ephraim and others, but in the Schus of the Limud of Toiras Rashbi, the Geula will come. The Zohar itself writes it, Bei Yifkun min Golusa, by learning Sefer HaZohar or the Mefarshim of Zohar. And today there are no Hakbolas. The limitations don't exist. This is not a controversial thing to say, because it's a fact. There are no limitations. Doesn't mean, obviously, we sit and learn Kabbalah if we didn't learn other things, but today, Pnimiyus HaTorah is a must, just as much as learning Nigla the Torah. And Pnimiyus HaTorah is the key to the Geula. Says the Gra says this, besides all the Roshei HaChasidim and all the Chasidish Rebbes and all the Sifrei Mekubalim, the Vilna Gaon writes it clearly in his Sforim, that that's what's ma'akev the geula, is the lack of the limud of Pnimiyus HaTorah. And today we see a geula, a revelation in this area all over. Toiras Rashbi. Ubenei Yisrael yoitzim, the Bnei Yisrael will go out of Golus, biyod Rama, in a high hand, biyod Rama, as Rashi says, b'gvura gvayu mufursemis, says Unkelis bereish gali, says the Degel Bereish is Oisius Rabbi Shimon ben Yoichoi, in the schus of the limud of Rabbi Shimon ben Yoichoi, of his Torah. Bereish is also Rosh HaTevis Rabbi Yitzchok ben Shloimoi, which is the Arizal, and Bereish is Rosh HaTevis Rabbi Yisrael Baal Shem, in the schus of these tzaddikim who spread and began revealing the teachings of Pnimiyus HaTorah, which will be totally revealed with the coming of Mashiach, in that schus the Geula will come. So therefore it's no accident, like nothing is an occurrence, nothing is a coincidence, that Lag BaOmer, which the Tzvi LaTzadik says is a day that is associated with Bias HaMashiach, a day associated with Gilui, falls out in the week of or right after in the vicinity of Parshas B'chukosai, the 33rd Parsha of Chumash, the Parsha of Gilui. The Parsha that tells us what will happen in the time of Geula. V'nosati sholem ba'oretz, v'shaftem lovetach ba'artzachem, v'ishbati chaya ro'am in ha'oretz, v'cherev lo'isave ba'artzachem. And here we see, right away at the beginning of the parasha, the connection to the number 5. Being that Lag BaOmer falls out in the week of vicinity of B'chukosai, Parsha HaLamed Gimel, and as mentioned, it's in the 5th week of Sfira, the 5th day of the 5th week, Hoid Sheba Hoid. We see right here at the beginning of the parasha, and at the end of the parasha, and in the middle of the parasha, connections to the number 5. Right at the beginning, the Pasuk tells us here, V'rotfu mikem chamisha meya. 5 Jews will chase 100. U'meya mikem revava yerdoifu. Mefarshim asks, why does the Torah choose 5? Could have said the same ratio using a different number. Why dafka 5? What's the concept of chamisha? Rashi says over here, not just 5 strong people, but 5 of the weakest. Min hachaloshim shebochem, says Rashi. Veloi min hagiboyrim shebochem. From the weakest Jews, the lowest Jews will be able to fight, will be able to be victorious over the multitude of the nations, over the powers of evil. Veratfu mikem chamisha meya. We find later in the parasha too, the pasuk that tells us, v'zocharti es berisi Yaakov. It says Yaakov with a vav, which is unusual because Yaakov is usually without a vav. Says Rashi, b'chamisha mekoymais nichtav mole. 5 places the word Yaakov is written with a vav. And Eliyahu is missing a vav in 5 places, Rashi tells us. 5 places in Tanakh it says Eliyah, including the famous pasuk, Hinei Anochi Shaliach Lochem, as Eliyah Hanavi. Says Rashi, Yaakov took a letter from the name of Eliyahu as security, as collateral, Shoyavai Vivaser Geulas Bonav. So he has to come and deliver the good news concerning the Geula. Again, the number 5. 5 times it says Yaakov Molei Vav. At the end of the parasha, we find the Yosaf Chamishis Kesef erkecha ola v'hoyolai. Over and over again, the Torah tells us that when one redeems that which he consecrates to the Beis HaMikdash, besides paying its value, you have to add a fifth. V'yosav chamishes kesef erkecha. More than once. The Torah repeats the concept of adding a fifth. What's this about a chamishis? What's this about five? And the same with Pesach Sheni. Pesach Sheni, tonight, again, without having kavanah to be yotzei the sphira, but it's the sphira of chesed shebehoid. Those who say the Ribbono Shel Olam, if you don't say it, there are 7 weeks of sphira corresponding to the seven spheroids, chesed, gevura, teferes, netzach, hoid, yesoid, malchus, and each week is split into seven, so there's chesed, shebe chesed, there's gevura, shebe gevura, teferes, shebe teferes, last Shabbos, the fourth day of the fourth week, was netzach, shebe netzach, as spoken about last week, and now comes the great day of hoid, shebe hoid, the fifth day of the fifth week. Pesach Sheni is Chesed Shebehoid. It's interesting that the fifth day of Sfira, which is the sixth day of Pesach, we learn about Pesach Sheni. Chof Nisan is the fifth day of Pesach, the fifth day of Sfira. We start counting Sfira on the 16th of Nisan. So the fifth day of Sfira, which is the sixth day of Pesach, the learning is about Pesach Sheni, and that's Hoid Shebechesed. That's the fifth day of the first week. Tonight's the first week of the fifth day, of the first day of the fifth week. Chesed Shebehoid, Hoid Shebechesed, which both equal to each other, which is obviously Chesed Shebehoid is Begematria, Hoid Shebechesed. What's the idea of Chesed Shebehoid, Hoid Shebechesed? And here too we find the number five, because in the parasha that talks to us about Pesach Sheni, which is in Mahaloischa, which is really a Mishnah, Mishnah in Pesachim tells us, when the Pasuk says that only someone who's far away can bring the carbon Pesach, the Pesach Sheni, because he's potter from Pesach Rishon. So there's a dot on the hay, oy b'derech rechoika. So Rashi says, nokud olav, there's a nakuda on top of the hay of the word rechoika to tell us that it's not really very far. Even if someone was just right outside of the threshold of the azara, he's also exempt from the Pesach and he has a chance to bring the Pesach Sheni. And there are those who say it had five amos, chamesh amos. That's why it's on the hay. So again, we have the Torah stressing to us, hinting to us about the number five, about the letter hay, chamisha. And as mentioned many times, Mashiach is going to reveal all the five levels of the neshama. The neshama has five levels to it: nefesh, ruach, neshama, chaya, yechida. The fifth level will be revealed by Mashiach, who is the Yechida HaKlolis, as it says in Svarim. This is really a Medrash. The Medrash says, Chamisha Shemois Nikru Ula, that the Neshama has five names, and all five levels will be revealed with the coming of Mashiach, and there are times during the year that we are Zeichet to, we get a taste of it, like on Yom Kippur, for example. That's why there are five Tefillahs, and the Kohen Gadol is Mishana Begadim five times. And one of those days is Lag Ba'omer. Lag Ba'omer, the fifth day of the fifth week. And it's interesting, the Arizal was Nifter on the fifth day of Chodesh Menachem Av, which is the fifth day of the fifth month. Rashbi, who began revealing the secrets of the Torah, passes away on the fifth day of the fifth week of Sfira. The Arizal, who continues and expands it even further, passes away on the fifth day of the fifth month, on Hey Av, on the Yom HaChamishi Shebechodesh HaChamishi. Because both of them are preparing us for the Geula, in which we will be Zeiche to the fifth level, the fifth Geula, which will be the Geula from the fifth Golus, which is Golus Yishmael, which is referred to as the Keshes. The Golus Yishmael is the Golus of the Keshes. Vayihi Roive Kashos. Yishmael is compared to the Keshes. We all know the Minhag to take a Keshes, to take a bow and arrow on Lag Ba'omer. Because Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, as Rashi brings in Parashas Noach, in his generation there was no keshes. Lo nirasa hakeshes be'onon in the time of Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, because the entire door was a door zakai in his chus, yecholni lifters kol ha'olam min adin. But on Lag Ba'omer, after his passing, we have to come on to the keshes again, as the Bnei Yisrael brings down from Rabban de Rimanov, whose yahrzeit is also in the fifth week of Sfira. Keshes Yishaber, says the Pasuk in Tehillim in Kapitel Mem Vav, which is the Kapitel that talks about Bias HaMashiach, Keshes Yishaber. The Keshes will be broken, meaning weapons will no longer be necessary. Weapons of mass destruction will be gotten rid of really at that time. Keshes Yishaber. Yishaber is Oisiois Rashbi, Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai. In this week's Haftorah, the Pasuk tells us, V'al Yuval Yishalach Shorosha, which the Ramban says, this is the source for Yovel. The Yovel is rooted in this Pasuk. Al Yuval Yishalach Shoroshav. The spring of water, the roots of the trees that grow near the spring are the most powerful. V'hoyo ke'etz shosul al mayim v'al yuval yishalach shoroshav. Yuval, Yovel is the Shoresh. Lag ba'omer is the Yovel. Lag ba'omer is the Shoresh. The Kodesh HaKadoshim. Nasa Adam Nemar Ba'avurech, as we say in the Zmiris of Lag Ba'omer, that Rashbi was the perfect neshama. Keshes Yishaber is begamatria al Yuval Yishalach Sharoshav. It's interesting. Not always does this happen, but this year Lag Ba'omer is Sunday of Parshas Bamidbar, so that means Lag Ba'omer goes into the week of Parshas Bamidbar. In Bamidbar, the Haftorah at the end of Bamidbar, which is the Shabbos after Lag Ba'omer, and we know that every Yom Tov extends until the Shabbos afterwards, we read the Pasuk, V'charati lohem bris b'ayoyim hahu, im chayas hasode, v'keshes, v'cherev u'mulchama, eshbor min ha'oretz. Come out like Keshes Yishaber in Kapitel Mem Vav of Tehillim, is this Haftorah here, which usually this is read a week or two after Lag Ba'omer. But this year it's the week of Lag Ba'omer, v'keshes v'cherev u'melchama eshbar. Keshes Yishaber. Removing the keshes, what an appropriate time to be zeiche to the ma'apala of Yishmael, the ma'apala of the keshes of our time. Lag Ba'omer, the day of the giloy of Moshiach, as mentioned before. The day that the Gemara says Eliyahu was mevaser to Rashbi, that the Kesar died. He was mevaser to him that the Sayne Yisrael had been killed or died, and he's no longer a threat. As we just heard recently, in recent days, that the Sayne Yishmael is gone, the Sayne Yisrael is gone. We should be zeichet to the rest of what it says. Just like Eliyahu Hanavi was mevaser Rashbi, and told him he can come out of the Ma'ara now, he can reveal himself, because the Soine has died, and we know that the Geula is dependent on the Ma'apala of Yishmael. Therefore, the Torah tells us in these psukim that are read like Ba'omer time, in the week of Hoyd, the week of Hoyd Shebehoyd, in the 33rd Parsha of Chumash here, Parshas B'chukos, the Parsha Halamed Gimel, V'rotfu mikem chamisha meya dafka. Mikem Chamisha is begematria Melech HaMashiach. Mikem Chamisha is begematria the word Hoid b'miluoi. Hoid, which is the fifth week of Sfira. L'cho Hashem ha'gedula v'ha'gevura v'ha'teferis v'ha'netzach v'ha'hoid. Says the Gemara, Hoid zuhi beis hamikdash. If you take the word Hoid and you spell it b'miluoi, a hey is hey yud, and a vav is, I think, vav yud vav, either it's vav aleph or vav yud vav, works. And the Dalit is Dalit Lamed Tov. So Hoid b'miluoy, the miluoy of Hoid, Hoid b'shleimus, is also b'gematria Melech HaMashiach, Mikem Chamisha. Es Yechidecha, when Avraham was told to take his only son, Kachna es bincha es Yechidecha, that's Yechida, the fifth level that only a Yid has, Yitzchak, not Yishmael. Yishmael claims that they're also the Yechida, the Ben Yochid of Avraham Avinu, because Yishmael wanted to take away from us the Bechina of Yechida. They want to be Mevatel, the Vehevesi. They want to prevent the Geula from coming, as we see clearly today, Belishum Sofek. Especially as we get closer to the year Tovshin Ayin Beis. They're talking about it. Whatever it means, we don't know, but when Goyim talk about things, and then that means that it's being said. That means Lamaila, that it's definitely something that's going on up there, even though normally we disregard what we hear. The emes is we should not disregard what we hear. The Baal Shem Tov said that anything that a Jew hears, even if he hears a goy who's a shikker in the street saying the most total nonsense, it's something that he had to hear, otherwise he wouldn't have heard. And if the goyim are talking about the end of the world, judgment day, whatever they're talking about, means that obviously something is happening. They're being margashit. The thing is, they're translating it the wrong way. But obviously something is going on. And they're all talking about Tovshin Ayin Beis. Kedaihu Rabbi Shimon Lismaicholov Bishas Hatchak. The Gemara says that Rabbi Shimon is worthy that we should rely on him Bishas Hatchak. Bishas is Tovshin Ayin Beis. Chazal already knew already then that there's going to be a Shas Hatchak. There's going to be Bishas Hatchak. There's going to be a Doichik. There's going to be a pressure. A pressure on Eretz Yisrael, a pressure on Klal Yisrael, this week already we're hearing about the pressure coming from the White House. The pressure, the Shas Hatchak, they're preparing for Tov Shanayin Beis. We don't have to worry about that. We have Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, we have Lag Ba'omer, Kedaihu Rabbi Shimon, Lismaychol of B'Shas Hatchak, V'rotfu Mikem Chamisha Meya, even we have the Ma'at Min Ha'amim. The world is much. The world has a lot more. The goyim are much more than we. But nevertheless, the pasuk already says, "V'rotfu mikem chamisha meyo meyo mikem revover yerdoifu." Mikem chamisha is begematria es yechidacha. Yechidacha. That's the yechida that was revealed by the akedah where Hashem was megalata Avram Avinu that we are His ben yochid and only we have the five levels of the neshama that will be totally revealed with the coming of Mashiach. We are the yechidah. We have the yechidah benefesh. And that's Lag Ba'omer. Lag Ba'omer, the day in which Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai passed away, the day that Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, we shouldn't say passed away, because Tzadikim b'misosam kruyim chayim, and the last word that he said, as the Zohar says, was chayim. Shom tziva Hashem es habrocha, chayim ad ha'olam, those were the last words that Rashbi said, that we heard physically coming out of his mouth, the day that he was revealing the part of Torah that is connected to Yechida, ki yadua, that there is five levels of Torah be'emes. There's Pshat, Remez, Drush, Soid, and then there's Torosei Shel Moshiach, which these five levels correspond to the five levels of the Neshama, Nefesh, Ruach, Neshama, Chaya, Yechida. So the fifth level, which was revealed beginning with Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, and then again with the Arizal, with the Baal Shem Tov, with the Baal HaTanya, Tult Ha'ad Hayoyim, is Keneged, the fifth level of the Neshama, Keneged Yechida. Which Rashbi's Petira is on Lag Ba'omer, Chamishi Sheba Chamishi, the fifth day of the fifth week of Svira, Hoyd Sheba Hoyd. Because on that day began the Giloy of Pnimius HaTorah, Gal Einai V'Yabita Niflois Mitarosecha, which will be totally revealed with the coming of Mashiach, when the Bechina of Chamishi will be revealed. That's why the Torah is talking to us here constantly about the number five. When it talks about Geula, Parshas B'chukaisai has in it the word Geula many, many times, as the Baal HaTurim mentions that in these two Parshas, Behar and B'chukaisai, B'chukaisai included, Geula is mentioned over and over again. And there, when the Torah tells us about being Goyel, about redeeming a field, literally we're talking about redeeming a field, redeeming a house, redeeming behemoths, redeeming Meiser, the Torah talks about adding a fifth, and perhaps the Torah is hinting to us that with the coming of the Geula, there's going to be a fifth that's going to be added. B'yosaf Chamishis, that's the fifth level, the Bechina of Yechida. Chamishisoi Yosef is B'gematria, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai began this revelation of five, this Chamishi, this fifth Nekuda, this Nekuda, Hayad, these different Svarim refer to us in different ways. Everyone is really saying the same thing. Kulam misnabdim besignayin echot. In Sifrei Chassidus, Befrat Chassidus Chabad, they call it Yechida Shebenefesh. In Svasemes, in Peri Tzadik, and all the other Svarim, they call it Nekudas Hayahadus, Mogen Avraham, Shoyrish HaNe'elam, in Sifrei Musar, other Svarim, they'll talk about it. It's all the same. It's all the Bechina of the Nefesh that cannot be touched. It's the part of the Neshama that no Tumah can reach. And Mitzad, that Chelek that every Yid has deep, deep in the recesses of the Neshama, the part that has not yet been revealed, but Mitzad, that every Yid has it, every Yid has a Tikkun, no matter who it is. even a tamei and see someone who's bederach rechayka. The Torah purposely put the dot on top of the hay. It's mitzad the hay. It's mitzad the fifth level that every yid will have a tikkun. The bilti yidach mimenu nidach, says the pasuk. There will be no scattered and dispersed Jew. Every yid will have a tikkun. The bilti yidach mimenu nidach is begamatria Shimon bar Yochai. Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai will make sure that every yid will have a tikkun. And beginning, therefore, in his week, in the fifth week of Sfira, which is the Hahoy Zuhi Beis HaMikdash, starts Pesach Sheni, the first Yom Tov of the week in which every Yid has a tikkun, even the Temeim, and even those that are B'derech Rechoike. And what's interesting is that Hoyd Be'emes is Midas Hadin, Giyodua, Chesed on the right, Gvur is on the left side is Midas Hadin. Then comes Teferis, which is in the middle, so it's his scholarless. Then there's Netzach, which is on the right side, which is Chesed. Hoyd is on the left. Hoyd is Midas Hadin. And Dafke, in the week of Hoyd, which Lecha'ira is the week of Midas Hadin, we have these two Yomim Toivim, where there's no din, where everyone has a tikkun, where Rashbi says, Yechol ni lifter es kol ha'olam min adin. And the Emes, we see this with Yitzchak Avinu. The Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Pei Tesa Medvei, says that the one who's going to be Melameid Schus on Klal Yisrael, when there will be a tremendous Kitchuk on Klal Yisrael at the end of time, will be none other than Yitzchak Avinu. As the Gemara brings there, the whole Cheshbon that Yitzchak is going to make to save Klal Yisrael at that time of Bishas Hatchak. Avram Avinu is going to say, believe it or not, Yimachu al Kedushas Shemecha. The Jews don't deserve it, Yimachu, if we could say such a thing. And Yaakov will say the same thing. Dafke Yitzchak, who's Midas Hadin, Midas Hagvura, Dafke, he is going to be the one who's going to make the Cheshbon, is going to be Melameid Schus on Klal Yisrael, and find a schus for every yid, even in a time of din. Just like Rashbi, Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, Yechol ni lifter es kol ha'olam in adim. And here too, we read the pasuk, V'zocharti es b'risi Yaakov, V'af es b'risi Yitzchak. V'af es b'risi Yitzchak is b'gematria keshes yeshaber. The bechino of Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai. Even when there's af, when there's af means when there's anger, when there's midas hadim, there's b'risi Yitzchak. And as we read at the beginning of the parsha, Hakimaisi as Berisi, a new bris which is going to be revealed with the coming of Mashiach, as Rashi brings here, the bris chadosha, not chas v'shalom to be confused with what they call bris chadosha. But the bris chadosha is referring to the new revelation of Torah that will be revealed in the future. Hakimaisi as Berisi itchem, the bris that will be revealed when Hashem will be matzmiach keren Yeshua. Bris chadosha is begematria matzmiach keren Yeshua, which hopefully will be zeichet to shortly. So this parsha, Bechukaisai, does not start with a vav, because this parsha is totally removed from all the previous parshas. This is a parsha bifnei atzma. This parsha is a parsha that is connected to the future, to the world of Lamed Gimel, to the world of Gilui, Oimer la Gulgoyles, Gulgoyles, which is the root of Gulgoyles is Galgal, which has in it the word Lamed Gimel. Galgal is Yadua, that the idea of Gilgal, that every Yid will have a tikkun, beside HaGilgal, every single Yid will have a tikkun. And Mitzad Gulgoyles is mentioned in the previous talk, what the Chassam Sofer tells us, that the mitzvah of Shkolim, Bekala Gulgoyles, where every Yid is the same, Ha'oshir lo yarbe v'hadal lo yamid, because it's connected to Gulgoyles. Every mitzvah is connected to a different part of the body. The mitzvah of Shkolim is connected to the Gulgoyles. When Mitzad Gulgoyles, every person is the same. There's no difference. Mitzad Deyos, when it comes to Mayach, there are different Deyos, there are different opinions, different levels of intelligence. But when it comes to the skull, the Gulgoyles, everyone is the same. He'oshi lo yarbe v'hadal lo yamit. We see by the mon, every yid received an Oimer. Oimer la Gulgoyles. During the days of Sfiras HaOmer, that's when the mon was revealed. The mon, the whole purpose of the mon was to purify the body and prepare the person to be able to be makabel the Torah. The mon prepared us for Kabbalas HaTorah, like nitna Torah ela lo'ichle hamon. The same way Sfiras HaOmer prepares us for Matan Torah, so that we should come to the level of Ayichan Shom Yisrael Neged Hohor Ke'ish Echod Belev Echod La Gulgoyles. Mitzad Gulgoyles, everyone is the same. That's why the first on Zag Va'omer we're going to be reading, those who do the portion of Chumash, per day. So Sunday, which is Lag BaOmer, we learn from the beginning of Bamidbar till Sheni. The other Torah talks to us about B'mispar Shemois Kol Zochar Legul Galoisam. And then again, Ve'eis Kol Ha'edo Hikilu Vayisyaldu Al Mishpachosim Leveis Havoisam Iben Esrim Shonav Amala Legul Galoisam. There was an Achdus of Kalal Yisrael. The Torah is talking about the count that took place Rosh Chodesh Iyar this year B'Hashgacha Pratis. This is the Kriya, meaning the portion of Chumash that we learn. We don't learn it, but we learn it between the beginning of Bamidbar till Sheni, which talks to us about Gulgoyles. Omer la Gulgoyles doesn't say Omer here, but it's a remiss to the concept of Gulgoyles, where everyone is equal. Shkolim la Gulgoyles. Lag BaOmer, we know, is connected to Purim. Lag BaOmer always falls out the same day as Purim, as it says in Shulchan Aruch. Purim, as we spoke about Purim, is Lamailam and Adas, after Bechino of Gulgoyles, Adal Ayoda, where every year is equal. Achris Vereshis, Vayhi B'meach HaShveirosh, Melech Sheha Achris V'Horeshis Sheloy, and the Achris is mentioned before the Reshis. Dafka, the lower levels have a tikkun and reach higher levels even than the higher. Vayhi B'meach HaShveirosh is also B'gamachi Rabbi Shimon Bar Yechoy. Lag BaOmer has the same Bechina of Purim. L'maylam and Adas. We find by Binyamin, according to the Aris Dvash, which we spoke about a few weeks ago, the Aris Dvash says that Iyar is connected Binyamin. Binyamin was given Chamesh Chalifais Smolois. Binyamin was given five changes of clothes in Parshas Vayigash. And in Parshas Miketz, that Terev Masas Binyamin Mimasais Kulam Chamesh Yodais. We see Binyamin was given five portions more than everyone else. Again, the number five. Because Binyamin is the one in which the Beis Hamikdash was built in his portion. V'ha'hoid Zuhi Beis Hamikdash. Bechina of Hoid, the fifth Sfira, which is the Sfira, the week of Pesach Sheni and Lag BaOmer, which Hoid is the Beis Hamikdash, and Hoid Sheb Hoid is Kodesh HaKadoshim. Binyamin was Zoicha that the Nes of Purim, Mordechai and Esther come out of Binyamin, and Mordechai walks out of the King Achashverosh wearing five royal garments. So Purim, we know the connection between Binyamin and Purim, especially according to those who say that Adar is connected Binyamin. And then there's the opinion that Binyamin is Kislev, the way they traveled in the desert. So Binyamin is the ninth Shevet, Kislev is the ninth month. Binyamin is Kislev. Chanukah is also connected to Lag BaOmer. Chanukah being the fifth Yom Tov, the Yodua, that Chanukah is also connected to Hoid. Purim is Netzach and Chanukah is Hoid. So Purim, Chanukah, Lag BaOmer is all one Bechina. They're all connected to the Yotza Choyter Migeza Yishoi, which is the Nevuah of Mashiach. The Yotza Choyter Migeza Yishoi is Begematria Purim, Chanukah, Lag BaOmer. Purim, Chanukah, Lag BaOmer is Begematria Hei Tovshin Ayin Aleph, the year that we're in now, that we hope will be the year which will be Zoicha to all these Bechinois, the Bechina of Purim and Chanukah and Lag BaOmer, which all these Yomim Toivim are connected to the Bechina of five, to the Bechina of Hoid, to the Bechina of the five levels of the Neshama that will be revealed when Mashiach will come. It's Yadua. Nefesh, Ruach, Neshama, Chaya, Yechida is B'gematria Lamed Vav Neiroiz Shel Chanukah. Chanukah is the Yom Tov which was Zoicha to the five levels. Purim, He, Esther, Bas Doidoi, which is also B'gematria Nefesh, Ruach, Neshama, Chaya, Yechida. And Lag BaOmer, Chai Iyar B'miluah is also equal to Nefesh, Ruach, Neshama, Chaya, Yechida. These three Yomim Tovim are intertwined. That's why on Lag BaOmer there's an inyan of lighting, of making fires, dancing around fires. Because Rashbi was the Butzina Kadisha, that's the connection to Chanukah also, the fires, the Neiros. Lag BaOmer, to Chanukah, Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai says the Gemara was Metaher, the city of Tveria. It's in the Nigunim that we sing on Lag BaOmer, we say Tiher, as ir Tveria, he was Metaher Tveria from Tumas Meis, from the Sveike Tumah that were in the city at the time. The Gemara tells us Tveria is where the Geula will be revealed. This is a Gemara Mefureshes. It's in Zayar a few places, but the Gemara says in the Rosh Hashanah, Lamed Aleph Amid Beis, that Tveria was the last stop where the Sanhedrin was exiled. They went from the Lishkas HaGozes until they came to Tveria. From, says the Gemara over there, Misham Asidin Li Goel, from Tveria, which, as the Gemara says over there, Tveria is Amuka Shebekulon. It's the lowest of all the places that the Sanhedrin was exiled. Tveria is the deepest, the lowest of all the places. In fact, the Gemara calls Tveria Rekes. The Gemara says in Megillah, Rakas Zu Tveria. And the Gemara says Rekes because it was full of Reikonim, empty people. But there the Gemara says, Afilu Reikodin Shebach Malayim Mitzvahs Kerimayin. Rimayin Oisius Miron. Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai is Malam Mitzchus on those that are Malayim Mitzvahs Kerimayin. Even the Poisha Yisrael that are Malayim Mitzvahs Kerimayin, Rakas. Tveria, so Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai goes dafka to Tveria, which is Amuka Shebekul on the lowest spot, because Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai is Isaac to be Makar of the lowest neshamas. Mashiach is going to bring back the lowest neshamas that many have given up on. The Temeim and those who are Bederech Rechoika that there's no hope for, we think there's no hope for. The Torah is Megala, there's a Pesach Sheni for them. Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai is Megala, even those that Pesach Sheni doesn't help for. There's a Lag BaOmer, and there the Gemara says Misham Asidin Li Goel. From Tveria comes the Geula. The Geula will be Nizgala in Tveria. They say that's why the Rambam wanted to be buried in Tveria, because the Rambam, they say, said he wants to be on the Sanhedrin when the Sanhedrin reconvenes. He wants to be there at the time that it reconvenes, and the first place that they're going to get together is going to be in Tveria Dafka. And the Gemara there quotes the pasuk in Yeshaya Shenemar Hisnaari. May offer Kumi Shvi, which is where the Nigun of the Chadoidis comes from. His Na'ari may offer Kumi Shvi. Shvi is Rosh HaTevis Shimon ben Yochai. Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai was Metahir Tveria. Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai was Metahir the whole world. Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai gave hope for every Yid, that every Yid could be Zoicha to the greatest Giluyim. And Dafka in a Chodesh of Din, Iyar, the Svarim tell us, is Mazel Shor. Shor is also on the left side. The Aryeh, the lion, is on the right, as it says in the Nevuah of Yechezkel, which is Chesed, Yemin. The Shor is on the small, on the left side, which is Midas Hadin, Kipshuta. Shor is Gvura, it's Midas Hadin, Mazel Shor. Iyar is Din. That's why in this time, the 24,000 students of Rabbi Akiva passed away. And that's what makes this week so special, that in a time of din, in Mazel Shor, in Chodesh Iyar, the month in which the 24,000 passed away, you have a Lag BaOmer when Pasku Lamas, they stopped dying. On Lag BaOmer, they stopped dying, because Lag BaOmer is a day that is associated with Chiyus, with Tchiyas HaMesim, with Geula. Dafka in the Chodesh of din, the din is Mishapech L'Rachamim. The greatest Rachamim is when it comes from din. The greatest Rachamim is when din is Mishapech, which is what Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai accomplishes. Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai is Mahapech, the Midas Hadin, the Midas Harachamim. We mentioned this in previous years. What the Gemara tells us in Sanhedrin, that Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, he's the one who said that even Menashe the Melech, of whom the Mishnah says, has no Olam Haba. So Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai said he will have Olam Haba. And the Gemara tells us that Menashe did tshuva for 33 years, Lamed Gimel, 33 years. And the pasuk says he returned afterwards to Yerushalayim. And that's the raya that Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai has, that Menashe does have Olam Haba. Even Menashe has a chelik in Olam Haba, because he did tshuva for 33 years and he came back to Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim is the city of Gilui. The first melech that we ever had in Yerushalayim, who's David HaMelech, he ruled in Yerushalayim, says the pasuk, for 33 years, the Haftarah of Vayechi will be Rishalayim Molach Shalosh Ushloishim Shona. And as mentioned in previous years, this pasuk that the Gemara over there quotes in Sanhedrin Daf Kuf Gimel, that Menashe returns to Yerushalayim and does tshuva for 33 years, is the pasuk in Divrei Hayomim Kapitel Lamed Gimel. And what makes it really interesting is that this parsha, which is the 33rd parsha of Chumash, if you look at the 33rd pasuk of this week's parsha, the 33rd pasuk of Parshas Vichukaisa is pasuk Lamed Hei, because it starts with pasuk Beis. Kol Yemei Hoshama Tishbois. There the Torah is talking about the galus that takes place, the 70 years for lack of observance of Shemitah. Rashi makes a whole cheshbon over here. Where do you see that they didn't keep the 70 Shemitahs? And in the middle, Rashi says, and if you're going to say, Menashe was 55 years a king, so says Rashi, Menashe osa tshuva shloishim v'sholosh shana. Menashe did tshuva for 33 years. This is in the 33rd pasuk of the 33rd parasha of Chumash that Rashi tells us this, that Menashe did tshuva for 33 years. But what Rashi doesn't mention here is that Gemara is quoting Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai. He's the one who says this. He's the one who's malamed schus, even on Menashe. Menashe the Melech, Menashe, we're talking about it. Even the Menashe HaMelech, who was Chayti Amakti HaSarabim, and it was Eivet HaVayde Zara, there's a tikkun for him also. Even he who was definitely B'derech Rechayka and Tomei L'Nefesh V'chulu V'chulu, for him there's also a tikkun. That's the power of Lag Ba'omer. Lag Ba'omer is a day that is associated with the Giloy of Moshiach, who is going to be Malamed Tzchus on every Yid and bring every single Yid back to his source, V'al Yuval Yishalach Sharoshav. Therefore, we begin now a very, very special week, a week that we can be zeicher to tremendous hashpa'os and refu'os. The Haftarah ends with refu'eini Hashem ve'erofei. This is the chodesh of refu'ah. Iyar is Rosh HaTevis ani Hashem. Roifecha, agav, it's kedai to mention it. I think we mentioned this also in different previous years. It's kedai to mention what the Svarim tell us, that when it rains in chodesh Iyar, it's kedai to go outside, even though it's uncomfortable, and get wet. One should stick his tongue out, have the water enter his mouth, because the water of Iyar, it says the rain that comes in Iyar has the power of refuah. The Svarim said this. This is not something that's made up. This is brought down in Kadmainim, that the rain of Iyar has the power of refuah. Ani Hashem Roifecha. Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, it says, Ani mochatzti v'ani erpa. The pasuk says, Hashem says that I make sick, and I also heal. So the Zohar says, "Va'ani erpa," is going on Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, and the Torah of Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, Pnimius HaTorah, has the power to heal the neshama. This is a very a special week, the week of Taran Psichin, the week of the gates are open. This is the week in which the Mon came down. This is the week in which the Mabel started, which again, the Mabel was supposed to be Gishmei Bracha, and could still be Gishmei Bracha. The week of the Petira of Rashbi, the week of Pesach Sheni, tomorrow's also the Yahrzeit of Rabbi Meir Baal Hanes. Rabbi Meir Baal Hanes, many say, Elakod the Meir Aneini, you could say it even if you didn't lose something. You could say Elakod the Meir Aneini, certainly in the next 24 hours, because tomorrow is the Yahrzeit of Rabbi Meir Baal Hanes, who's buried in Tveria of all places. Rabbi Meir Baal Hanes is buried in Tveria. This is the week of Tveria. The week that many are going to Tveria, many are going to Miron, to be Mispalel, because this is a week of tremendous, tremendous hashpa'ah. The Lashon of the Zohar is Taren Psichin. Taren Psichin is B'gematria V'hoya B'ayoyim Hahu Yitoka B'shoifa Godo Elubo Ha'ovdim. The week in which all the Ovdim and the Nidachim, even those who are the furthest away, can come back and return and could be zeichet to tremendous hashpa'is in refuah, hashpa'is in parnasa, shaduchim, whatever we all need. This is a tremendous week to be mispal. The next 7 days, and it doesn't end after that, but the next 7 days, the Svarim say, is like another Pesach, just like there's a 7 days of Pesach. Pesach Sheni is mamshech, another 7 days, including Lag Ba'omer. And the special parasha here of B'chukos Hay that reveals to us the Yehudim, the tremendous brachos that we will be zeichet to in the time of Geula, and even the klalos and the teichacha that are mentioned in this parasha. It's yidua that these klalos are be'emes brachos. As the Gemara in Maya Katan says, that Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai once gave someone what seemed to be a klala, and when the one who he gave the klala to went back to the Tana, who told him, you think it's a klala, really it's a bracha in disguise. The klalos of this parasha and Kisavai as well are really brachos in disguise. And then Nishapech, just like the Midas Hadin is Nishapech, the Midas Harachamim this week, certainly the Mem Tes Klolois, as Rashi says in Parshas Nitzavim, that in this parasha there are 49 Klolois, are definitely turned around during the 49 days of Sfira. We have the power during the 49 days of Sfira to be Mesakein, to be Mahapech, the Mem Tes Klolois into Mem Tes Brachos, into the greatest Bracha, which is Va'eshbar Moitois Ulchem, Va'oilech Eschem Kaimemius. V'nosati mishkani b'soichichem. Here the pasuk says, V'nosati mishkani b'soichichem. Rashi says, V'nosati mishkani, what's that? Zeh beis hamikdash. Especially here, the week of Hoid, the Hahoid, Zuhi beis hamikdash. V'nosati mishkani is b'gematria v'hoya b'ayoyim ha'hu yitoka b'shoifah gadol. When yitoka b'shoifah gadol, we'll be zeichet to the restoration of the beis hamikdash and the shechina, hashras hashechina, and all the five levels of the neshama. And in the schus of our increasing in Avas Yisrael and in Achdus Yisrael and in the limud of the Torah, that it's rooted in the Torah of Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, we should all be zoichel, lebedekehek, and gezuntehek to be mekabel p'nei Mashiach tzidkeinu. And hopefully the good news that we've heard the last few weeks about the Mapola of the Sinai Yisrael should lead us to the real good news, the Yevaser, Eliyahu Hanavi will be Mevaser as Eliyahu, whose name is missing in the five places. Again, it has to do with five, Eliyahu, the Kais Chamishi, Kais Mashichi, the fifth cup that we pour on by the Seder, which is Kais Shel Eliyahu Hanavi. Just like Eliyahu was Mevaser Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, as the Gemara says there in Shabbos, the Flamed Gimel, that Eliyahu was Mevaser Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, that he can come out of the Ma'ara because the Caesar has died. May we be zeichetak that Eliyahu should be mevaser us and tell us the good news that the Geula is here, the Geula is coming. We should be zeichet to all the brachas, gal einai v'yabita neflois mitayrosecha, that it should be mamish this year. Freilich and lag ba'omer.